Joe, congratulations, that was some win.
Yeah, I didn't feel brilliant out there, so I was obviously glad to win again, but after the interval, my break ball was a lot better and kind of just created my own chances and scored heavy off them.
What was the turnaround? Obviously two back-to-back centuries, weren't you, on the way to 5-1?
Yeah, actually, I think the turning point was at 2-1, I missed an easy ball, and I think he ended up running out of position straight away, so I thought after that I got another chance and capitalised and made it 3-1, and then I was just full of confidence.
And you wrapped it up in style at the end with another century?
Yeah, it was nice. They were my first centuries of the week, so it's always nice to please the crowd and yeah, go all the way and make the century.
Do you feel you've hit top form now, or is there more to come from you?
No, I think I'm still a long way off. There's a lot I need to work on, especially my safety. I think maybe I'll just stop practicing my potting tonight and just keep an eye on my safety, because like the frames I'm losing, I'm more or less just giving them away, and obviously it's not nice giving everyone a start.
Would you make it being the new bookie's favourite to win the tournament?
It's nice.
You don't feel any extra pressure with that?
No, of course not. I don't really take notice of the odds anyway. I'm not a big gambler myself, so I just ignore that. And there's a lot of decent players in there, and I think either Ding or Neil are probably the favourites to win it. They've kind of been there, done that in the big tournaments where I'm still quite new to it.
Assuming it is Neil Robertson, a thought on playing him in the semi-finals?
It'd be tough. My long putting's kind of let me down this week, and every time I look over and see Neil, he's launching them in. So he creates a lot of chances on his own, and you've got to really play good safety against him. And at the moment in time, if I keep playing the safety I have, I'll probably get beat.
Be an exciting matchup there, wouldn't it, for the fans? You and him, you're both exciting players.
I'd say I'm pretty excited. Neil's probably a little bit slower, but he likes to take his time. But he does the job, and I think he loves the big arena.